Less than a year after former Innisfil Chief Administrative Officer Jason Rayner left town to take the same role with the City of Windsor, he finds himself out of a job. The move from Innisfil to Windsor as the top municipal bureaucrat saw Rayner move from a town with an annual budget of about $45 million and a population of just over 43,000 to a city with a budget of $850 million and a population of well over 200,000. A memo to city employees noted that council decided to move in a different direction, but contained no details as to why council opted to move on from Rayner. The decision came during a special in-camera council meeting regarding a personnel issue, with the announcement coming the next day. The city has noted that it is unable to comment on the situation because it is a human resources matter. Rayner had served in the role of SAO with Windsor since April 2021. Prior to taking the role with the City of Windsor, he had worked for the town of Innisfil since 2010, first as a clerk and solicitor and then as SAO from 2015 to 2021. "It has been my honor and privilege to serve the residents of this community," said Rayner. "I am very proud of the hard work and resiliency city staff have demonstrated over this last year." In the same memo to city employees, Windsor Mayor Drew Dilkins thanked Rayner for his time in Windsor. "It was a difficult decision for council, but one we felt was right to help meet the future needs of our community," said Dilkins. "I appreciate the spirit that Jason Rayner brought to the City of Windsor, and I sincerely wish him well in everything he pursues moving forward." Over the last year with the City of Windsor, Rayner played a key role in several milestone projects for the city: implementation of the Windsor Works Economic Diversification Plan, including the realignment of city administration to focus on innovation and economic development; assembling a successful municipal investment attraction package to help secure the LG Stellantis joint venture battery production facility; meaningful investments in affordable housing, including a significant $170 million, 8-year repair and renewal program for all local CHC units. "This past year has presented many challenges," said Dilkins. "Under Jason's leadership, administration rose to meet those challenges with professionalism and dedication. I wish Jason nothing but the best for his future endeavors." In his time as SAO for the town of Innisfil, Rayner was responsible for overseeing some of the town's largest projects, including the building of the Rosardo Health Center and the launch of Innisfil's transit system. To thank Rayner for his efforts in Innisfil, prior to leaving last year, Innisfil Community Foundation set up the Jason Rayner Community Innovation Fund to help support local charities and non-profits with innovative initiatives. Donations can be made online here.